Welcome, everyone. My name is Annick Lemieux, and I'd like to welcome you to week 6 of the Best Mastermind Ever coaching program. During the past few weeks, we tackled and shed some crucial light on the law of attraction, and on today's call, we will address any and all questions you may have that are outstanding about the law of attraction, this number one law. So let's start with reviewing today's agenda. As we've become accustomed now, we'll start with you checking in and sharing some success stories if you want, and we'll set our intentions for today's call. Then we'll seek some guidance from above, and today's guidance will come from The Enchanted Map by Colette Baron-Reed. And there is no meditation this week because this week is the question and answer, so you are welcome to bring all the questions that you have, and I'll do my best to answer them. And, of course, we will review not just last week's call, but all of the last 3 weeks' call, which were all about the law of attraction. Any questions about today's agenda?
I did send a couple of questions to you, and I'm assuming that they'll be covered in our discussion.
They sure will, Joanne. Thank you for sending that email. I will make sure to review the 68 seconds and address that longing we all have to be more abundant in our life, for sure.
Yes.
So let's start. Yes. Excuse me. Let's start with checking in. So, how are you doing?
Well, since Tracy said to go ahead, I shall begin. I guess you could say it's the overwhelm routine where I find myself doing medical appointments and all kinds of other things and not focusing on my own stuff as much as I would like, and I'm just trying to wedge in my material, my projects when I can, and I don't know how else to do it. I don't know how to meditate to clear more space to do that or to be more productive, but anyway. A good piece of news that came in was that I'm doing a lifelong learning series with the Beaver Valley Association for Lifelong Learning, a 6-part series in January, February,
mm-hmm.
And I just got an email yesterday that they are sold out.
So wow.
So that's quite exciting. So that just notches up the pressure a bit to make it even better. So
that
was
exciting, yeah, for sure. Congratulations on that. Would you say that's also one of your success stories?
Definitely, yes.
Joanne, how if you were to put words on the emotions you felt when you found out it was sold out, what words come to mind?
Excited. Relieved that people want to hear what I want to talk about. Because the topics are a little different. It's about rethinking our choices, and it's rethinking how we see trees. It's rethinking our obsession with convenience, it's rethinking about how we see the weather, how we see water, and so on. So it's a little different presentation mm-hmm. than they usually get. And so it was quite exciting to hear that people wanted to hear what I had to say.
Okay. I'll need you to remember that for later on today's call when we talk about abundance.
Okay.
Okay.
And I am getting paid mm-hmm. for it, which is very positive as well. So.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And the learning dimension is that they want PowerPoint with it, and I normally don't do PowerPoint because I try to avoid technology. But I've got a presentation in the Barrie area for a regional meeting for the Ontario Horticultural Association. And they want PowerPoint as well. So I am going to be calling on one of my Toastmaster friends to give me a crash course in PowerPoint in the next couple of days.
Yeah.
So that I can start pulling all this stuff together. So I've got 7 presentations to put together with PowerPoint, one of them within the next week. So that's my life right now.
You know, Joanne, that is most definitely something I can help you with.
Okay.
I've put many, many PowerPoints together time after time, and even for the business expo that I was participating at last weekend, I put up together a PowerPoint. So it would be my pleasure to give you a hand with that if I can be of any service.
Oh, well, thank you. Steve Boveret also offered from Toastmasters, so I will get started, and then I will get back to you.
Absolutely. That's good.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So on a scale of 1 to 10, how would you say, where would you say you are in the right here, right now?
Oh, gosh. I'd say 6. I'm just kind of a little overwhelmed from this phone call from Spain right now. So okay. I'm just trying to get myself centered and back on business track again.
And since you're speaking, I'm going to continue with you right now on what's your intention for today's call.
My intentions for today's call are to learn more about the 68-second process and to learn more about the processes to attract abundance.
Okay. Perfect. Thank you so much. Was there anything else you wanted to add?
No, that's all for now.
Okay. Tracy, would you care to share with us how you're doing, checking in, any success stories if you want, and what's your intention for today's call?
Maybe you could remark on Mercury retrograde. I've had a pretty good few weeks, but I've noticed that we were out of positive flow, I guess. And I noticed that Mercury comes back into alignment this weekend, and some things have been sort of falling apart in the last couple weeks, which I've just been remaining positive about. And kind of started right after our call last time because I came late to my coaching call. And then I guess he was kind of annoyed about it. We didn't really talk about it, but he was in a different vibration, let's put it that way. And kind of scolded me a little bit about a coaching call that I thought went really well, and he kind of told me it didn't go well. And then I had a first coaching call with my first paying client that night, and it didn't really go well. She had to call me back, and then her kid, got her off the line, and that was kind of all, blah. She never got back to me about when we would reschedule, and so I'm just kind of like, bleh. But I still had a pretty good week. I went to see Abraham on Saturday with a new wonderful friend, and that was really, really fun. We got up really early and left at 4:15 and got there early, and they asked if we wanted to volunteer, and we said sure. So we got the best seats in the house and right up front, and it was really, really wonderful. And I guess my takeaway from that experience was I didn't really have any huge aha moments. I had a couple little teary moments, but nothing like and I thought, I guess what I took away from it was I'm doing pretty well, and I understand the material really well, and I feel like I felt akin, like she didn't call on me. I don't think my question was really on fire, and the questions that she did answer were more, I don't know, people who really needed to understand it more and really needed to be brought up the vibrational scale, emotional scale. So it was a little bit, so consequently, it was a little bit of a letdown, because I guess I had other expectations, but it was fine. I mean, I made myself feel good that I sort of, have a handle on things, I guess. and I'm able to keep myself pretty high up, you know, on the scale. But then last night the cat woke me up at 2 o'clock, and I don't think I slept a wink since. So I'm really dragging and tired, and so I guess I would say I'm around a 5 on the scale.
Okay. Okay.
And my intentions are to feel better after this
call. Yes, definitely.
And it's nice, Joanne, to have you here.
Good to be back.
I feel like I'm in the hot seat all the time.
I'll share it today.
Oh, I love you both so much. Okay.
Oh, I just thought of something else that I should share. A couple of things, actually. I'm part of that 12 women in 2012 who chose the project, fundraised, and built a labyrinth in our community.
Mm-hmm.
And we had our grand opening on the 21st of June, and on the weekend we had a potluck and update meeting and where do we go from here. And it was very exciting and empowering, and with the conversation, I was talking about my job working at the grocery store in the deli and so on, and was looking for other things, and one of the women gave me a lead, and I have an interview this afternoon.
Oh, congratulations, Joanne.
So,
And it's a job for what?
It's home care for seniors.
Yay.
Called Right at Home Canada. It's home health care and assistance. And I have done this as an independent, and so I'm going to go and check and see what they offer.
Mm. Are you happy about it?
I'm happy about it as a stepping stone. If things work out, I would say goodbye to Metro, which would not break my heart.
Mm-hmm.
And I just am keeping on visualizing the big number booking, speaker bookings, and just hanging on to those thoughts is how I'm dealing with it.
Mm-hmm.
So I just consider it a stepping stone,
okay.
A potential stepping stone. I'm considering it a stepping stone, so we'll see what happens.
Okay. Well, that's a great success story. I'll also come back on this later on this call. Thank you for sharing this with us, and thank you to both of you for sharing. So at this point in the call, I'll just share with you what are my intentions for today's call, is to be concise, precise, answer at the best of my knowledge your question, and invite you to not believe a word I say. I don't want you to believe anything I say. I know nothing. I want you to go out and try it out on your own and experience it for yourself and see what works for you, what resonates for you. And if it turns out that I was able to give you and provide you clues for your inner guidance to seek your truth, then my intention for today's call will have been fulfilled.
Okay.
So, seeking guidance from Colette Baron-Reed. I don't know why I put S in there. There are no S. Colette Baron-Reed, The Enchanted Map. And I am shuffling. And as I shuffle, I'd like you to send energy and vibration so that the card that is meant for this call shall find us and reveal its message to us. Okay. And today's card, and before I read it, I want to remind you that whether with cards or with our life situation, there are never mistakes. Everything we do or don't do is part of the bigger plan. Okay? So the card for today is card number 27, which is home.
Home?
home, yes, as in there's no place like home.
Mm-hmm.
You are comfortable in your own skin. You belong. Peace, security, safety, belonging, and all the features one would want from home are indicated now. The home card represents an invitation to experience what it's like to be secure in your own skin, to live comfortably no matter what is happening in the world around you. I'm going to read that again for both of you and myself and everybody else who's going to be listening to these. It represents an invitation to experience what it's like to be secure in your own skin, to live comfortably no matter what is happening in the world around you. It is time for opening your eyes to your tribe of like-minded people or one special person who makes you feel like you've come home. Home is love, and love is all around you now. Whatever your inquiry, you are where you're meant to be and will reap great benefits by staying on this path regardless of where it leads. Home will always be with you. It is where the heart is.
Staying home more, I'll go for that.
So here's what I'm inspired to tell you about this card. I'm inspired to tell you that no matter where you are, home for your soul right now is within this human body of yours. And to be truly secure and comfortable and free, to be exactly who you are, not what other people want you to be, not conforming to society's expectations, to your clients' expectations, to your family's expectations, and so on and so forth, but really to dare to be true enough to be real with yourself. I mean, you'll never be comfortable at home, wherever your physical home is, if you're not comfortable with yourself. And once you can do that, once you can be comfortable with who you truly are, no matter what goes on in the world around you, then and only then will you be home wherever you go. Any comments on that, on the card for today?
This makes me feel like I'm on the right path, and I didn't really realize what path I was on until, you know, a month ago. I knew I had lots of ambitions to do good and to leave something behind as a legacy for myself. For my son and for myself, I guess, to feel good. After my life is finished, but I didn't realize that what that was going to be was to be able to speak from my heart and not just be an entrepreneur.
Mm-hmm.
So that's something that is still coming home, and I'm still realizing that over and over, but that card just sort of affirmed that. It reminded me, didn't affirm it, it reminded me that that's what I'm doing and that's what's happening and I should feel good about it.
Beautiful.
As I look around my messy office at the moment, my home really is my haven and a place that I love and feel very comfortable and secure in. And I would just add my responsibility for maintaining more order in that home.
Mm-hmm.
The rest of the place is in pretty good shape, but the office, which is not great.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, mine's pretty messy, too. I have to get rid of stuff.
Yes.
Get rid of stuff.
I'm glad you're saying that because it's one of the things I wanted to talk about today, about abundance and decluttering and giving. So, yeah, for sure.
For me, the stuff that is my challenge is my paper, and I'm working on a book, and I have tons of research books and papers and notes around me, and I just struggle to try to keep it in some kind of order so that it is functional, findable, usable, and I'm not feeling like I can get rid of much of anything. Right at this stage, it needs to be order.
Mm-hmm.
I just wish that I could throw it up in the air and it would just all come down in the right places.
Yes. Okay, so we'll keep these reflections in mind and discard in mind as we pursue today's call. So just a quick review of the last few calls we had about the law of attraction and some processes that we've introduced during those three calls. We introduced the 68 seconds process, the upstream-downstream analogy, the gratitude journal and the success journal, rampage of appreciation, and meditation. On week three, what we talked about, I don't know if you remember, I mean, it's a little while ago, but we said that the law of attraction is always an action. There's no right or wrong, and there's no time where it halts. It never comes to a halt. It's always an action. So, you know, it's the law, period. It never, never fails. So I had mentioned the miracle prayer by Susan Chomsky. I don't know if you remember, but she said, you unconsciously demand all of your experiences and you deliver to others the experiences they subconsciously request also. So that was week three. In week four, again, that was part two of the law of attraction. And what we talked about is that there are four steps to change. The first step to make a change in our life is to recognize that we need to make a change in our life. Then we need to acknowledge that it needs to be done and acknowledge who is creating the circumstances in our life. It's never anybody else. It's always us. And why are we creating these circumstances in our life? So an invitation to visit our core beliefs. And once we've acknowledged those two crucial elements, then we need to show compassion to ourselves and forgive ourselves that, yes, we did create these circumstances, right? And we were holding probably false beliefs, false values at the core of our inner being that manifested those circumstances into our lives. So we need to forgive ourselves. And then we need to change, make the change, and be patient with ourselves as we do the change. And on call number 4, that's when we introduce the 68-second process. And last week, call number 5, it was part 3 of 3. What we talked about was, again, the law of attraction. We talked about different masters during this life, during this period on Earth, that also endorsed the law of attraction, even though they might not have worded it this way. So we talked about Jesus and Buddha and Abraham from Abraham Hicks, and we reviewed the upstream, downstream analogy, and we introduced some new processes. But one very important thing we mentioned last week is that it's not our words that are powerful, because really our words can be quite meaningless if they're not accompanied with emotions, with feelings. So if I take the very hot topic of abundance, we may say that we want to be abundant. We may wish abundance in our life. We may, have a mantra, I am more and more abundant. Every day of my life, I'm getting paid for who I am, for what I do. I am so rich. But if your actions, your everyday actions, and your emotions and your feelings are doing the opposite of what your words are saying, sending out opposite vibrations to the universe, you are not going to attract abundance into your life, because you're putting up a resistance in this energy flow. Because what is money really? It's only energy. It's another form of energy in this life that we humans decided that it'd be easier to exchange services, exchange goods, all this. But if you go back hundreds and thousands of years ago, people were bartering, people were exchanging services, or satisfying their needs. I mean, here, I need some potatoes, but what do you need? Oh, I need a few horses, whatever. They were exchanging things until the commodities were becoming so diversified that people needed to put together a system which would facilitate this exchange, hence currency and money. But money really is only a trade of services. Week number 5 was about words versus emotions. So back to today, I will go over the 68 seconds. Maybe Tracy, if you want, I'll ask you to share your experience about the 68 seconds, because I know it's one of your favorite processes, or one that you practice a lot.
Yeah.
So, a few things I want to tell you about abundance and about the law of attraction. First of all, if you look in your life right now, your circumstances, who is in your life right now, who are your neighbors, who are you interacting with, your husband, your children, your employer or employees, your clients, your students, I mean everybody that you're interacting with, okay, and everything that's happening in your life, it doesn't lie. This is the law of attraction. I'm sorry, this is tough love, my loves, but you created these circumstances in your life. You may tell me, yeah, but I don't want these circumstances. That's impossible that I created them. No, because it's not what I want. And I will tell you that the law of attraction is always in action, and it never fails. So if you don't like your circumstances right now in your life, it's time to do some serious, honest, vulnerable even, soul searching, to see what core values are you holding that are putting up resistance for you to manifest what it is that you really want. So let's say somebody would want a passionate relationship with, for just this case, we'll say it's a woman who wants to meet this man who will be loving and supportive and romantic and healthy and non-smoking and working and will love her children or will have children with her, whatever. And if that is what she wants, but in her life, or let's say for the last 3, 4, 5 years, she hasn't been able to meet this man, it's because somewhere deep inside of her, she has a core belief that she cannot find him. Either she cannot find him, either he doesn't exist, either she doesn't deserve it, either if she meets somebody like that, then she'll have to compromise on other things. There are things that are preventing her from manifesting the man of her dream in her life. So let's bring it back home and talk about abundance in our lives. If we want abundance in our life and our circumstances are screaming the opposite, it doesn't lie. There are core beliefs within ourselves that need to be visited. We need to be daring enough to say, okay, like something in me, I'm saying I want something, but you know, I'm having negative phrases, negative values, negative repulsive values against prosperity, right? So let's take an example. Let's say somebody would say, this year I want to make $250,000. You know, why not? Other people make so much more, and I'm not asking for $1 million. I'm not even asking for $500,000. I'm only asking for $250,000. And I know some people make $250,000 and more. And I want to make $250,000, right? And then she starts, you know, a vision board where she has all these beautiful cars and beautiful jewelry and beautiful house and beautiful shoes and beautiful everything. And also she starts to list all the charities that she will donate to and so on and so forth. And so she does this vision board. And then when she does meditation visualization, she visualizes herself with the money and with her bank account and feeling happy about it. And that lasts for about 5 minutes, if we're lucky. And then she goes on with her day and she goes to work. And as soon as she goes to work, she's like, oh, I don't know how I'll ever make $250,000. I'm working at $20 an hour, and to make $250,000 a year, how many hours? Is that even possible? Oh my gosh, if I was to make $250,000 a year, how much would that be an hour? Oh my gosh, that much? How is that possible? I could never earn that much money an hour. Nobody could ever possibly pay me for so much money an hour. And so all this meditation that she did this morning, you know, all this vision board, all the words, all her intentions, I just got canceled by her very, I want to say, dense or very anchored feeling that it cannot happen. How could it possibly happen? And would it mean that she would have to work so hard? And it's so much more than what she makes now. Let's say she's making $30,000 a year, or even less, $10,000, or even $100,000 a year. All of a sudden, you're introducing $250,000, and it's like, it's so much more than what I'm making now, yeah? And then, you know, I don't think that people would actually pay me for that. And could I really be paid to do what it is that I want to do? And so do you see how core values can contradict what it is that we want? The law of attraction invites you to have a desire, to really seek deep inside of you, to see what it is that you really want. If it's abundance, if you want abundance, then ask yourself, why do you want it? What will it bring into your life that you think you don't already have? Right? And then also, if you think you're not abundant right now and that your emotions and vibrations emanate a vibrancy of lack, and that your decisions are constantly based on the fear of not having enough, well, that's exactly what you're sending out in the universe. So earlier today we talked about, you know, I think, Tracy, you said, I have so much stuff to give away. And Joanne, you said, oh, my gosh, I need to declutter. Well, here's the thing. If we want to bring abundance into our life, we have to act at a place of abundance. So how are you abundant right now in your life? So if you were rich, what would you give away? Well, if I tell you now, I will be bold and blunt enough to tell you right now that you are rich. You are abundant right now, you know? And it's not a question of comparing ourselves to anybody else. And this being said, I know some people, like I've been in Haiti, I've been in Dominica, I've been in Trinidad. There are some people who would think you're millionaires. It's a perception. What do you do with what you have now? So do you give or do you accumulate in case you won't have enough money to get it later on, or in case this that you need, maybe that you don't need right now, but maybe you'll need it in 5 years, and what if you need it in 5 years and you don't have it? Oh, my gosh, then that means you wouldn't be able to get it again? Come on. The universe always provides, always. So to be more abundant right now, I would encourage you to declutter and to give from a place of abundance. Feel how rich you are. And the other thing, I talked about it last week about journaling, about gratitude journaling, but you could do an abundance journal. And it's close to the gratitude journal, whereas you give thanks and gratitude for everything you have right now in your life. And if you don't believe me that you're abundant, why don't you just do a quick inventory of just what's in your room right now? You know, it's probably lots of material things that are worth a lot of money. So, and you have it, and you're blessed to have it, but we take it for granted. So come from a place
of
abundance.
Janique, could you just mm-hmm. define again the difference between abundance journal and gratitude journal, please?
Mm-hmm.
Or well, are they?
They're very similar, very, very similar. Gratitude is you give thanks for everything you have. And abundance journal, you do it specifically with the intention of realizing just how much you're abundant in your life right now. right?
Okay,
so I could be grateful for my husband and for my family life and for my health, but I cannot put a money figure on that.
Right.
Right? But if I look at my house and you know, my appliances and my dining table and my barbecue and my sauna and my this and my laptop and my phone and my clothes and my shoes and then and my fridge and all the food in my fridge, I am so incredibly abundant. How dare I say that I'm not?
Okay. Thank you.
So, yeah, so the abundance, you can probably put a money value on it, and it doesn't mean you're not grateful, but the gratitude journal is about everything you're grateful. So you can still be grateful for your home and your barbecue and the food and your laptop and blah, blah, blah. But so did that answer the question?
Yes, thank you.
Mm-hmm. So Joanne, I want to go back. Remember earlier you said, oh, my gosh, I just received an email yesterday that we're fully booked. And
yes.
Then you said, I asked how you were feeling about it, and you said, I was surprised to see that people would actually want to hear this.
Mm-hmm.
Here's a core value for you. So even though, you know, you want to be abundant and you want to live on purpose and on passion, you said out loud to us that there was this undermining value within you that still doubted that people would want to listen to you or pay for this. Do you see what I mean?
Yes.
So we say, and you know, yes, I'm putting you on the hot seat, but we all do it. We say one thing, and yet we concretely do something else, you know. I believe in the bigger plan, that everything is divinely orchestrated. Yet, when something purely miraculous happens, like meeting a really incredible friend in the ocean, I'm flabbergasted. I'm like, oh my God, how is that possible? Well, of course it's possible. it's we're always guided. So why should we be so surprised that it works when it's always working? So we add an I'll speak in I still, even though I teach it, I still have those core beliefs that needs to be addressed every day that, yeah, I believe, and yet I'm surprised when it happens. How paradoxal is that? So we constantly have to address our core beliefs. Yes?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So another thing that was mentioned earlier in the call, Tracy, you talked about the Mercury retrograde.
Mm-hmm.
I can't pronounce it right, but you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Well, there's so many people sending the energy out that because Mercury is in retrograde, that things are going to be, oh, I was going to use a bad word on the call.
Kafluity. Kaflubity.
There you go. That the law of attraction always works. So guess what we're attracting in our life? And then, you know, the law of attraction is so awesome. It's like, oh, yeah, this is your belief. So let me serve it on a silver platter for you. You think things are going to be messed up because of a planet. Well, okay. Sure, if that's what you want, here you have it. So if it was true, if that was the ultimate truth, don't you think that this world would be crashing right now? Like the economy, the Dow Jones, the ambulances, the hospitals,
mm-hmm.
just everything, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Thank God it's not happening. But it's where you put your attention, where you put your vibration. So if you just take it with a grain of salt and say, well, it might be right for others, but it's never right for me. No matter where the planets are, I am aware of their influence, but I choose to vibrate above love. So love, joy, happiness, hopefulness, gratitude, bliss. And guess what? The law of attraction is never wrong. So what will it deliver to you? So proof that Mercury retrograde doesn't affect you. It's where you put your attention.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Huh. Any comments on any of that?
I like it. I'm going to try to do that in the next 4 days, but I just spilled my tea all over the desk.
Oh.
That's so funny. Mercury. No thanks, Mercury.
So what is your core belief, really?
Well, I try not to get into that stuff, but it just came in, and you're right. I should have just said, no thanks, you know, it doesn't affect me. And I usually sort of do that, but you know what? One of my people's deals was falling apart, and he was upset about it, and so I offered that. I said, well, maybe the guy's reading the horoscope. And shit, I did it fucking again.
Jesus.
Okay. And so anyway, maybe since I was trying to, like, say, hey, just wait a week, it'll all be fine. Maybe it's just this week. And then maybe I just put it in my vortex because I was offering it up as some sort of, Band-Aid for... to give him something to realize that just give it a couple of weeks, quit stressing out about it. It's not in your control. But, you know, whatever.
Yeah. We do have to check our thoughts and what we're sending out at every given moment. And it doesn't mean that we're perfect, but we also have to be our best friends, you know. Just like a child learning, we are constantly learning. Our time spent on planet Earth in this lifetime is so minuscule compared to the age of planet Earth. So really, we're still learning, and we have to have a lot of patience and love and compassion for ourselves. Our soul loves to be loved, loves to be seen and soothed and comforted. And the more you love yourself and soothe yourself, the more you'll be aligned with your vortex, with the universe, with your divinity. For sure. Is this a good time to ask you about the 68 seconds, Tracy, or are you cleaning up?
I'm finished cleaning up. I just need to be mindful that I need to leave a couple minutes early, and you guys
yes,
can keep going.
I have 51.
Okay, great.
I have 10:51.
Joanne, I don't know if you know what the 68 seconds are. Do you want me to explain how I understand it?
I would, yes. I would really appreciate it. I was online looking at our site, and it just wasn't working for me.
Okay, well, Janique taught me about it back in January when she was doing some coaching with me, and 68 seconds, I need a calculator, 68 seconds divided by 17
is four times 17.
So, I heard this from Abraham Hicks first, or right around the same time, but you put it into practice, which is if you can sustain a thought or any thought, but hopefully a good thought, for 17 seconds, somehow that's sort of like a magical number that it puts it out there in the universe and sort of delivers it back to you. But if you can do it, if you can sustain that thought or that intention for four times that amount, which would be 68 seconds, then you're really creating a groove in your, let's say, vibrational pattern, sort of like a radio signal that this is how it's going to go. And So we did a little exercise where for 68 seconds, which is what, a little bit over a minute, Janique asked me to speak out loud, and I think you asked me to stand up, I'm not sure, but I did, and picture myself in a future event. Picture, was it in 3 years, Janique?
Yes. It doesn't matter. It really doesn't matter.
Just sort of like in the future of something that I am hoping to find myself in, and talk about it, but talk about it as if it's already happening, like in the present tense. So I at the time was trying to create a foundation, and I probably still will, it's a giving organization, and I was imagining myself up on a platform stage speaking to a large audience about why it's important to give, because you receive when you give, and it's not only for selfish reasons, but if you're improving the world, it actually works in your benefit, because you reap by giving. So that was sort of my thing, and so I was imagining myself on stage and talking for 68 seconds about my thing, and how I made it here, and in 3 short years here I am talking to thousands of people every week, and bringing in all this money for my foundation, and it's great for me, but it's really great for all the people that my foundation has been able to help, blah 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 blah. And so that was really fun and really interesting, and she said, if you can do it every day, that will really cement it. So I just said, I'll just stick it in my phone, because I'll never remember. So I just put an alarm in that says 68 seconds every day at 10:45, and I just left it in there. And so I did it for a long time, but it's every day it goes 68 seconds, and I'll always look at it, but many times I'll do it, not as much as I used to, but I'll still do it every once in a while. And so in less than a year, I've been asked to speak in front of people, and my whole life has turned around. Now I'm, becoming a coach, which I think if you've listened to the calls, you sort of have heard me talk about that.
Right.
And I'm like, what? Like, I'm talking on stage already, talking about, and not even talking about that yet, but talking about the law of attraction, which is actually more interesting to me than giving about my organization, because it hasn't happened yet. So it's just phenomenal. So. Mm-hmm. My story about 68 seconds. It works. Totally works.
It does work. So basically what it says is that as humans, it's rare for any humans to hold a thought for a long period of time. Our minds are just jumping from one thought to another constantly, and it goes from a positive thought to a negative thought. It's positive, negative, positive, and sometimes negative, 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 and all of a sudden there's one positive thought. What the 60-second process invites us to do is to hold a thought for 68 seconds, and I don't know how they determine that, but they determine that if we spend 17 seconds on any topic, that thought will, at the 17-second mark, it will combust into another thought. So all of a sudden, because you held that thought for 17 seconds, now you have another thought that is aligned with the first thought, and all of a sudden, they are parlayed into one more evolved, faster, vibrating thought. If you can just visualize a thought taking energy form, and then it vibrates just a little, and then after 17 seconds, it vibrates so much faster. And then after 34 seconds, it's even so much faster and faster, so that it just evolves and evolves, and you elevate your energy so much that they say that after 34 seconds, I think, it's equivalent to working 2,000 hours of man laboring, if you were doing things instead of thinking things. or feeling things, I should say. And then at the end of the 68-second mark, you know, that which is 4 times 17 seconds, it's over 2 million action hours. So just because it vibrates so much, because we have that positive thought. But the thing is that if you hold a negative thought, it works the same. Like, it's the law of attraction, right? But we do it so often during the day, we don't even realize that we're consumed by fear, consumed by anxiety, consumed by, you know, oh, how am I going to pay this? How am I going to deliver this speech? What am I going to say to this client? And that 17 seconds of negative, we do that all the time. But the 68 seconds process encourages us to hold positive thoughts, to kind of tip the scale, tip the balance, that we can also attract the positive. And I'm going to pause for a second. I'm not going to end the call, Joanne. We're going to keep on going. But Tracy, I know you have to go.
Okay. Thank you very much. Joanne, please come again. It's really nice to have company.
Yes, I'm hoping that I can be here regularly now. Life was taking some twists there, and I'm back.
Okay. Very good.
And Tracy, have a good call, and I will encourage you to come back to this call to listen to the end of it.
Okay. Very good. Thanks
okay.
so much. Okay.
Okay. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Tracy.
So does that answer the question? Does it clarify it, or is there still some?
It does clarify, and we actually did this exercise together, and I ended up talking
yes.
for about 3 or 4 minutes. Remember when I did that?
Yes, yes, I do remember.
And
with your green dress, and you're in the audience, you're on stage in front of. I remember very clearly.
Okay. Yes. Now I understand what it means. Thank
yes.
you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You're very welcome. And was I able to address your question about abundance?
Yes. And it's interesting what it raises in me is that this job interview that I'm going to at 2 o'clock today may not be the right move after all. It will
mm-hmm.
be a little more money than I'm making right now at Metro, but it won't be much more. And should I wait? Or should I accept what the universe has brought for now and just use it for now that things are in progress? So that's where I'm at right now.
Okay. I'm going to share something with you. And it may or may not bring some clarity to you about jobs and about abundance. So it's never really about a job. And it's never, ever about the money. If you're happy, money will come. Abundance will come, whether in the form of money or not. Because really, money is just a way of getting things that you need or that you want or helping somebody else. Maybe you need money to pay for something or give something to somebody. But really, when you go to the core of it, what do you need the money for? So is it to pay your mortgage? Well, maybe there's other possibilities to pay the mortgage. Is it to buy a new Jeep? Well, maybe you can win a Jeep, or it can be gifted to you. So we are very limited on how things can be accomplished or done, and we set our own limitations. What I say, what the law of attraction says, is that what really matters is to be happy, happy right now. And before you make a decision about anything else, wear it as a dress or wear it as a coat and think, will this make me happy? If the answer is yes, then do it, because it will raise your vibration and it will attract to you what it is that you want. If not, if you feel constrained, tight, you know, rigid about it, well, even if it was $100,000 of a job, if it doesn't make you happy, you would lose all that money and maybe even more, right? So it's got to be aligned with your values, with your life purpose. What is it that you truly, truly want? You know, of course, my tagline is always living soul naked. You know, I'll get you soul naked. But once you're soul naked, what is it that your soul wants? Your soul didn't come here on earth to be poor and to struggle. It didn't. So here's what I wanted to share with you is that I've been contemplating working out, like working in my community, getting a part-time job too. Not for the money, because we're okay. Of course, I'm always open to more. But because I miss being with a team of people, because I want to be in my community, because, and then I started looking at jobs, and I'm like, yeah, I could do that, and I would apply, and I would not get it, and I was like, wow, they're not even calling me. That's interesting. And then it got me thinking, oh, yeah, because I'm just applying to apply. I really don't resonate with this job, no matter what the salary is. It's like, that's not for me. And then 2 weeks ago, I just happened to be somewhere by coincidence or by divine plan or whatever. And then I'm like, oh, my gosh, I could totally work here. It actually feels like the project I had a year ago of starting an open heart cafe studio where it would be a community hub, there would be artists, and there would be, you know, just like some gooey, oozing warmth and comfort and community. And next thing I know, I have a job. I'm going to be working at a coffee shop here in Collingwood. And it's not about working at the coffee shop. It's about being in the team, being in the community. And I thought, how does it make me feel? It makes me feel so happy. I am so happy that I'll be working there. So that's our internal GPS system guiding us. Sometimes we don't understand why we do things, and often we don't even have the big picture of why we do it. However, the universe is always working for our best advantage, and how it guides us, you know, it doesn't have a voice like a GPS system that says, make a right turn. It uses our emotions. And when we feel really happy about something, this is the GPS saying, make a left turn or make a right turn. This is how we know that we're going the right direction. So if it doesn't make you happy, I would dare to say, Joanne, that it will actually be more harmful to you than not having a job at all. And if it does make you happy, then do it, because that's happiness. That's your emotions guiding you.
Okay. I have done this kind of thing before for seniors and just helped a cancer patient all summer one day a week or several hours a week. And it is gratifying because there is gratitude and you really feel like you're making a difference in someone's life. But I need to learn more about this position, and this makes it much clearer as to how carefully I need to look at it.
Mm-hmm. And know that there is no right or wrong answer, and there's never any mistake. So if you take it and it turns out that it's not for you, it wasn't a mistake. There was a lesson in there. There are never mistakes in our lives, ever. They're all experiences that we chose, that we choose.
Okay.
And the good news is that in the next three calls, we're going to talk about the law of deliberate creation, which is based on the law of attraction. But the law of attraction says no matter what it is you vibrate at, this is exactly what manifests into your life. And the law of deliberate creation says, okay, now that we know that we attract what we feel, let's be very aware of how we feel and what we feel and what we want, and deliberately create what it is that we want instead of just randomly creating because, you know, we're just like a sailboat without a sail, just like, wherever, I'll go where the water will take me, because the water will take me wherever it wants. But all of a sudden, if you have a sail and you're the master of the sail, so the master of your emotions, then you deliberately create what you want. So we'll introduce a few processes which will help with the abundance, for sure, or whatever else you want to manifest in your life.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. So was there any other question you want to ask today before we wrap up the call?
I don't think so. I just need to go back over my notes from last night and from this morning more carefully and just attempt to, well, not attempt to apply it to the best of my ability.
Okay. Well, meanwhile, if you do have questions, know that you can always email me and I'll do my best to address them.
All right. Well, thank you also for that PowerPoint assistance as well.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll take you up on that. I do have several questions I'll ask you a little later on just to get me started, because I've got a plan that is coming together on putting on the sequence of the message and so on, and there's still much to do, so.
Okay.
I will get back to you on that one. But thank you for that offer. I really appreciate it. And this is exciting stuff. It's taking material that I've been exposed to before, but it just didn't fully engage, and it's feeling much better now. So thank you.
You're welcome. What's your takeaway from our call?
I'm getting much more engaged in the connection of intent and emotion and how to bring things about. And I just never connected that emotional part of it in the picture properly before, so I'm excited about that.
It's so crucial. I kid you not, the moment that you connect the emotions and that your emotions become your focus point, and it will, this is where you will attract from. It will change your life. I'm serious.
Okay. I'm looking forward
serious.
To that. So thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, so before I wrap up, I just want to remember everybody that there is no call next week, and that we'll get together again on November 5th when we'll be starting discussing the law of deliberate creation.
Okay, I will mark that on my calendar. Thank you very much.
You are so welcome. So I'm going to go ahead and stop the recording. And if you have a few more minutes, I think you had something to say to
me.
I'll still be on the call. So this is Janique Lemieux checking out of week 6 of the best mastermind ever. Thank you, everybody. Have a great 2 weeks. Bye for now.